This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
In studio this morning, State Representative Virgil Osborne. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Well, a lot going on legislatively. We'll cover a few things here. First of all, Governor calling a special session kind of tagged on to legislative days next week. What's your perspective on that one?
Well, interesting how that all came about. The governor, of course, has taken credit for that special session. But the reality of the way that actually went down, I got a phone call from our Republican Party leader here. It was the week before last. And she had said that the Democrats, or the speaker, was talking to her about possibly sweeping the money that we had got for the veterans home, for the $35 million. And I was just appalled that they would even ask the question, but they needed to pay for the firefighters, which we still haven't paid yet. As you know, we've had the worst fire season that we have had in years, 1.9 million acres burned. So the firefighters haven't been paid, and we need to get them paid. Well, the majority party is working on trying to find a way to find that money. So they're going through and sweeping accounts. And I frankly said that we can't take that money away from the veterans. And if we did it, or we were complicit in having it done, then what would that make us look like if it didn't get replaced? And of course, you know, the Democrats promised an immediate replacement, what have you. So the results of the conversations that I had, and also with Senator Brock Smith and with our leadership team, actually, we went back, and it was actually our idea. It was actually Senator Smith's idea to have a special session, which this will give them the ability to find the money somewhere besides from the veterans.
Well, and I didn't even know sweeping accounts was a thing.
It is a thing. They will take money that is set aside any chance they can if they're behind. And the problem with sweeping the money, it's not so much the problem with taking the money, it's the problem of getting the money back. And in that particular instance, you know, we're waiting on the remainder of the money to come from the federal government. And if the feds decide in February that they're ready to go ahead and give us the other $60 million to make the veterans home happen, but our $35 was missing at the time, then we are going to get bypassed. We will basically drop out of the running for the money. We'll start over again. So, you know, the answer was just no. We do not do that to our veterans, and we would fight that tooth and nail.
And it comes at a time as well where you're just a few weeks away, hoping that the federal funds that have been promised for this will come through before the end of this year.
Yeah, I mean, there's a possibility. I mean, we're right in the running for this money. I think, our congressmen and women have pushed this forward, and I think we're in really good shape. I can't make any promises, but I would love to see the money be funded in 2025.
So let's talk about legislative days ahead of that. What does that look like? What have they told you so far?
Well, there's a lot going on for legislative days. Unfortunately, I'm going to be in leadership training in Colorado, so I will miss legislative days, although I am vice chair on the Commerce and Consumer Protection Committee, so we've had many discussions about committee bills that are being talked about. There's just a lot of stuff going on, and this is the time when the roadmap for the session will actually happen. The planning, the bills that are going to be dropped will kind of get public hearings, and so there's just so much going on, it's hard to pinpoint any one particular thing.
And as well, the governor in the last 48 hours putting out a budget proposal. I don't know if you've read the entire 476 pages yet, but a lot there.
Well, let's just put it this way. I'm not on page three. No, I haven't read the 400 pages plus, but I did read the summary of the report. And I can just say, you know, it just seems like the Democrats, I'm sorry, I hate to pick on Democrats because I have a lot of friends that are Democrats, but it just seems like the direction is they're going to double down on everything they've done and try to grow on failed policy. And, you know, reading the summary of the report, I mean, starting out with the failed policy of housing, they're gonna throw a bunch more money at housing. And the governor told us in 23 that they needed to have 36,000 houses, you know, built every year just to get the inventory up to where we could have affordable housing. You know, we hit 18,000. We're doing half that. And the problem is we're doing our very, very best to run businesses and contractors out of the state by all the other laws we're passing. So, you know, it's going to be really difficult for, I think it's just money that's not going to be spent well.
It seemed like part of that, too, was not necessarily that many individual houses, but housing units. And that for, you know, urban and rural areas kind of looks different in what the demand is and what people want.
Well, yeah, of course. You know, and that's where Oregon is kind of a conundrum, because there's a need for housing in, you know, Multnomah County, Clackamas County, Portland. They need high-rise housing built up there. But when you get down to, you know, Southern Oregon, frankly, Douglas County, it's a whole different equation of the houses that are needed. And then on top of that, our state has the most stringent planning laws in the country. So we aren't backing off on that, and Democrats don't seem to want to take that up. So, you know, just between wetlands mitigation issues and urban growth boundaries, and, you know, there's so many things that need to happen before we're actually going to be able to build houses. And until we do that, our inventory is going to be always off. And if we don't have enough housing, you're going to see the prices continue to go up, and the rents are going to go up too.
Another thing in the governor's release talked about additional funding for behavioral health, mental health, things like that.
Yes, they have. Actually, I read the summary on that, and it didn't seem like there was nearly enough money going into behavioral health. There is a ton of money going into, you know, health and human services, which there always is. But when I looked at that, I think one of our biggest issues we have in Oregon, is particularly in rural counties, is we need more behavioral health. You know, we have a drug issue, we have mental issues that need to be dealt with, and we're just basically turning our back on that. We're not spending the money in the right places. So I don't concur with her that how she's put this out is going to work. You know, our job is to try to hopefully focus some of that in legislation to make it work better.
And as you look ahead following the election, how do you think Republicans are going to fare in the main session?
It's going to be a tough session. We are now in the super minority in both houses, and unfortunately, you know, as you know, a lot of people have called me about that and talked to me about it. And the bottom line is, you got to vote. I mean, elections have consequences. You have to be out there. You have to encourage people to vote. And frankly, in Tracy Kramer's race, which is why we are now in the super minority, the Democrats outworked us. I mean, they visited 23,500 houses in that district and knocked on doors, and they just played a harder game and won the seat by 160 votes or whatever the end of it was. But, you know, we have a lot of good stuff going on. And really, in reality, most of the legislation that happens in Salem is bipartisan. It's just that probably 15 to 20% that is really stinky. And those are going to be the ones that are going to be tough to get around.
All right. State Representative Virgil Osborne, anything else you want to cover?
No, I think that's about it for now, Kyle. There's a lot to talk about, but I'll have a lot more here come January.
All right. Thanks for coming in. 8:39.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
All right. On the Morning Report.